The James R. Thompson Center in Chicago's Loop is a lot of things. It's where you can get your driver's license, an affordable lunch, or a place to practice civil disobedience. And of course, it's where 2,200 state employees work. Illinois is getting closer to selling the Thompson Center. Before that happens, they say it needs more than $300 million worth of repairs. Preservationists say the Thompson Center is a postmodern gem that is worth saving. WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd digs into the history and problems of the Thompson Center.
Jonathan Solomon has a deep appreciation for the Thompson Center's architecture.
And it's distinguished by this curving reflective glass facade and a 160-foot diameter public atrium on the inside.
Solomon is one of the founders of the James R. Thompson Center Historical Society. The group is leading lunchtime tours of architect Helmut Jahn's building, one that's been called controversial since it opened in 1985.
Could I ask for a show of hands of who is familiar with the building, sort of feels like they know something about it and its history? And great.
That prompted a variety of responses, including this one from Rory Gilchrist.
I want this to be my Halloween costume.
The tour moves inside and goes down the escalator to the atrium, or as most people know it, the food court. Solomon points to the glass cylinder straight above, with its exposed beams that make it look like a giant spider web.
The dome is modeled after the Illinois State Capitol, which at 361 feet high is the tallest state capitol in the country, taller even than the U.S. Capitol in Washington.
The floor is more elegant than one would expect for a space whose offerings range from Arby's to empanadas.
The tile pattern that we're standing on now in the central atrium is based on the Piazza del Campidoglio in Rome. And the bold color scheme is meant as a pastel take on red, white, and blue.
The James R. Thompson Center Historical Society is using the tours to focus public attention on the architecture, but they don't dispute the, quote, rough state the building is in. And the tour touches on some of the questionable engineering choices made early on, like 800,000-pound ice cubes in the basement.
There's a term for it. Well, I'll tell you what it was.
This is Gary Skoyan. Skoyan was head of the Capital Development Board in 1985 when the State of Illinois Center, its original name, opened. CDB manages the state's construction projects.
At night, when electricity rates were low, they froze ice in huge ice banks. And then in the day, ice water was circulated in the building for cooling.
Skoyan remembers during the design process, his former boss, Governor James R. Thompson, was immediately sold on the squat open atrium concept.
Let's say there were four designs from prominent architectural firms in Chicago. Three or four of them were typical glass boxes, typical office buildings, and then there was Helmut Jahn's.
The building was named after Governor Thompson in 1993. Beyond Jahn's design, which one critic likened to a spaceship invading the Loop, there were issues with infrastructure since the beginning. That ice block cooling system, it didn't really work. That's according to an Illinois Auditor General report released in 1986.
During the summer, indoor temperatures ranged in the mid to upper 80s and in some areas frequently reached into the 90s.
The report says because the air conditioning was different from conventional systems, it, quote, complicates the debugging process. In a survey of 39 state agencies working in the building back then, the top two reasons for hampered efficiency, temperature and noise. Skoyan, the former CDB head, says he doesn't remember that report.
Was it primarily problems with the building or was it cost issues?
Both. You know,
okay.
Both.
Okay.
The final budget for construction was about $172 million. Now a private developer, Skoyan says the process the state must follow creates deadlines and budgetary problems.
You have to bid out plumbing, you have to bid out electrical, and then they are basically assigned. It's a goofy system.
You mean too many cooks in the kitchen?
Exactly right.
Skoyan calls decades of deferred maintenance of the building almost criminal. On the fourth floor of the building are the offices of Central Management Services, the state agency that oversees the Thompson Center. Aishe Kalaigioglu is the chief operating officer.
As beautiful as it is very costly, it's very inefficient, it's very ineffective.
She says the Thompson Center costs $17 million a year to maintain. Kalaigioglu's boss, Governor J.B. Pritzker, signed a bill last April to sell the building. Kalaigioglu can rattle off a growing list of complaints she hears from her staff working at the building.
Between the smell of what's coming from the food court, the noise, it's obviously not very effective work environment.
And
the fire alarm is functional, but it doesn't meet today's code requirements.
Also,
we have active roof leaks.
Finally, more than 30 years later, the temperature is still an issue.
We actually had an incident during the summer. One of the systems was down and it was getting really hot and we had to bring in, you know, portable units to cool it down.
Those issues and more add up to $326 million, the state says. So with the future of the Thompson Center in flux, what does the person whose name is on the marquee, so to speak, have to say about it? Well, there's the former governor's artistic side.
It's hard to see something that's contributed to an important part of postmodern architecture in Chicago be threatened.
And then the diplomatic, political side.
I'm sure Governor Pritzker has done the appropriate thing in responding to the neglect of former governors.
Currently, four companies are vying to stage the Thompson Center for the real estate market. The winning proposal will be announced next month. Carrie Shepard, WBEZ News.